在今天这个经文是我们会看第二章第四节至第九节。So we'll be studying this morning, from verse 4 to 9. 这个经文是给我们一个非常之好一个的应许。And in this passage, I think it gives us a wonderful promise from the Lord. 我看到这个整章第二章的中心就是第九节。And I see the whole key to this whole chapter is in verse 9. 因为整章就是讲着异端邪教。You know, the whole chapter is talking about cults and false teachers. 但是在第九节的时候他给我们一个很好的好好的应许一个好好的保护答案。But in verse 9, he gives us a wonderful promise of protection and help. 因为我们周围有很多的敌人，周围有很多的困难。You know, there's so many enemies that we face, so many difficulties that we face around us. 有时是太多，我们又觉得是透不到气。And sometimes the problems come crashing in, it's like they're just going to suffocate you.有些恶劣的环境的时候，我们很难实践主的神的旨意。And sometimes when we're in all these difficult situations, it's like, how can I put into practice the will of God in my life? 第九节给我们一个应许。But in verse 9, we see a promise. 在第九节我们看到神给我们力量。In verse 9, we see God giving us strength and power. 这个是我们需要的。你看第九节。主知道搭救敬虔的人脱离试探，打不义的人闹在刑罚之下，等候审判的日子。 Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the duty of judgment, for the day of judgment, sorry. 如果是修订版圣经话，那么主知道怎样搭救敬虔的人脱离试探，又把不义的人留下来等候审判的日子受刑罚。 In the NIV it says, if this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment.这是一个非常有意思的经文。This is a wonderful promise in the Word of God for us. 神知道怎样搭救我们脱离试探。The Lord knows how to save us, to rescue us, deliver us from trials and temptations. 你今天所面对的试探，神识搭救你。All the temptations that you are facing today, the Lord knows how to rescue you from them.可能你觉得你的情况特别没人了解。 Maybe you think your situation is special, nobody understands it. 或者你觉得在世界上是得你一个是面对这件事。 Maybe you think that you're the only one in the world that's ever faced something like this. 但是神告诉我们，祂有能力可以搭救我们。 But the Bible says that the Lord has power and He can rescue us. So thank you so much. 谢谢。在这个经文我们会看三个例子，神怎样搭救人，跟着最后我们看第四个例子。 We're going to look at three examples on how God can rescue and save, and then we'll look at a fourth example of how God rescues and saves. 所以第一个例子是第四节。 And the first example is in verse 4. 但是我们先低头祈祷。 But let's bow in a word of prayer first.主耶稣，我们多谢你俾我们今天有这个机会一起去看这个话语，求主透过圣经里面教导我们，让我们去心里面感受到明白到你是有能力是搭救我们拯救我们，因为你可以拯救到底。所以我们欢迎圣灵在这里运行，是触摸我们的心，向我们讲说话。我们多谢主，听他祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen. Let's look at verse 4.就是天使犯了罪，神也没有宽容，曾把他们丢在地狱，交在黑暗坑中，等候审判。For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment. 佢其實嗰句子未完㗎。You know, he didn't finish his statement, but we're going to finish here. 聖經話我哋聽神係創造天使。The Bible tells us that God created angels. 神係創造天使，天使同人唔一樣。You know, God created angels, and angels are not like man. Excuse me. 天使同埋人有分別。Angels are different from men. 天使同神有分別。Angels are different from God. 天使係有靈體，冇物質。You know, angels are a spirit, they have no physical body. 你同埋我係按照神嘅形象創造。You and I were created in the image of God. 天使唔係嘅。Angels were not created in the image of God. 你同埋我有自由意志。You and I have a free will.天使唔系，天使好特别嘅。天使咧就系有一个一次过嘅自由意志嘅，佢系神俾佢一次机会去选择佢嘅去向。当佢选择之后，就日后咧就系肯定唔会变。Angels were given one opportunity to choose the direction that they're going to make. They made their one choice, and that's an eternal choice that can never be changed. So, 有啲天使在神创造之后呢，天使应该是神的差遣者，他是选择了，有些骄傲选择了反对神。三分一的天使反对神，叛逆神，犯罪。And so some of the angels chose that because they're servants of God, but some chose to rebel against God, and one third of the angels turned against God and rebelled against him. 魔鬼撒旦就是个首领。And Satan, Lucifer, was the head of them. 其他三分二的天使是决定是跟从主一路侍奉神。And two-thirds of the angels decide to stay and follow God. 他的一致性的决定是永恒的，不可以变。And their one decision is eternal, it cannot change. 所以不反对神，不反对神的天使永远都不会反对。And so those angels that never turned away from God will never turn away, and the angels that turned away from God will never come back.那些是反对神的天使永远都不会回来。但是这个经文告诉我们有一个很奇妙的事。But here in this passage it tells us an amazing thing. 有些天使反对神犯罪叛逆，就太厉害，神就困住他在个无底坑里面，在地狱里面。Some of the angels that rebelled against God, they were too evil, too powerful. God put themin the bottomless pit, he locked them up for eternity.
如果你记得耶稣有一次出去传道的，是有一个人被鬼附身的，在坟墓那里成日拿石头陷自己。
If you remember when Jesus went out and preaching one time, he came to the land of Gadarenes, and there's a man that was demon possessed and always taking rocks and hitting himself.
他就是一见到耶稣，耶稣就远远见到他，他就个魔鬼在他里面说，耶稣你与我有什么关系？
And as Jesus was walking up to him, the demons inside of him said, what have you got to do with us, Jesus, the Son of God?
跟住魔鬼要求央求耶稣唔好抌佢落无底坑。
And then the demons inside, there are so many, they're called legion. They said, don't cast us into the bottomless pit. It's not our time.
佢个魔鬼太多，佢叫群。嗰个耶稣就话要赶佢出去。佢央求耶稣去到猪群。
And then because Jesus was going to cast out this legion of demons, they ask if they could go into the swine.
跟住佢入咗猪群，猪群就跌落山系死亡。
And then all the pigs went down the hill and committed suicide.
我哋睇到耶稣系胜过魔鬼，系强过魔鬼。
So we see that Jesus is more powerful than the demons.
但系呢啲嘅魔鬼，佢知道有个无底坑，有啲兄弟就已经困住喺度嘅。
But these demons knew that there's a bottomless pit, and some of their friends were already cast into that bottomless pit.
喺呢个经文嘅时候，佢话我哋听，神没有宽容犯罪嘅天使。
And in this passage in verse 4, it says that God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down into hell and delivered them in the chains of darkness.
即使话有啲天使而家喺困住，神冇宽容佢。
And so God didn't spare them, they're already bound up.
点解有啲会被捆绑，有啲唔捆绑咧？
So why are some of the demons bound up and some are not?
因为可能有些真的太厉害太恶的。Because maybe some of them are too evil, too powerful. 神就为你的缘故捆绑他。And maybe some of them are so powerful that God bound them up for your good, for your benefit. 因为如果神由得他自由在这个世界上我们是太厉害受不起。And because maybe if they were left here on this planet today, they'd be too powerful that you couldn't handle it. 有两个经文是或者是显示给我们看得到这些恶鬼的恶的程度是怎样。There are two passages in the Bible that can share with us what the extent of the evil of these angels was. 如果你看创世纪第六章，你会看到第一个。If you turn to the book of Genesis chapter 6, you'll see the first example. 那我要先解释第六章有一个可能的解释，不一定是这样的解释，但是似乎是这样的。Now in chapter 6, this is a possible explanation. It may not be the correct explanation, but it is a possible explanation for what this passage is talking about. 有些释经学者就认为是这样，我一阵间解释。Some Bible expositors believe that this is actually what happened, and we'll explain it. 创世纪第六章，我们看第一节至到第五节。So we'll read verse 1 to 5 from chapter 6. 当人在世上多起来的生女儿的时候。Now it came to pass when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them. 神的儿子看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选娶来为妻。That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and took wives for themselves of whom they chose. 耶和华说：人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他们里面。然而他的日子还可以到120年。And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. 那时候有伟人在地上，后来神的儿子们和人的女子们交合生子，那就是上古英武有名的人。There were giants on the earth in those days, and afterward, when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. 耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。Then the Lord saw the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every intent of their thoughts was his heart was only evil continually. 那什么意思？有人解释神的儿子就是天使，堕落的天使，犯罪的天使。Some people say that the sons of God, said that the sons of God were actually demon spirits.因为如果是人的儿子，就一路第五章说谁结婚生谁，为什么无端端在第六章说神的儿子。 And so, you know, if you read chapter 4 and 5, you know, it says that normal humans, you know, getting married and multiplying, and, you know, he begat him and he begat him. And why is all of a sudden in chapter 6 it's saying the sons of God and the daughters of man? So, 为什么在第六章忽然间就说神的儿子是人的女儿呢？似乎是要特登将这个神的儿子，即不是人的儿子。And see, it seems to indicate that these sons of God were not sons of man. 即是说似乎是一个他生出来的仔女呢，就是鬼人二合一混合的。And so it seems to be indicating that the demon spirits had sex with ladies and that they had produced offspring that were half demon and half woman, half man. 如果是这样就是多可怕。If that is the true meaning, then that is a very horrendous thing. 如果真的是这样，不怪之神就会困住他们，是发生了这件事之后困住他们无底坑里面，不让他们出来搞我们的。 And if that's really what happened, no wonder God locked them up in the bottomless pit so that they could no longer do this sort of evil activity and affect you. 嗱，我哋唔知系咪咁嘅解釋，有可能亦都可能系即系一個奇怪嘅方法講人嘅男仔同埋人嘅女仔結婚。Maybe the explanation is very simple. Maybe it just means that the sons of man and the daughters of man. But it seems like an a strange way to communicate that. 但系肯定另一個嘅表達嘅意思，你睇啟示錄第九章第一節。But a true meaning we can truly see in Revelation chapter 9.在启示录第九章，我们看到在无底坑里面的恶魔是多么可怕。 And in Revelation chapter 9 you can see how evil these demon spirits were. 启示录第九章第一节至到第三节， In Revelation chapter 9 verse 1-3， 第五位天使吹号，我又看见一个星从天堕落到地上，有无底坑的若是赐给他。 Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit. 他开了无底坑，便有烟从坑里往上冒，有像大火炉的烟，日头和天空都因这烟昏暗了。 And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose from out of the pit like the smoke of the great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. 有蝗虫从烟中出来，飞到地上，有能力赐给他们好像地上蝎子的能力一样。 Then out of the smoke locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power as to scorpions to have to of the earth to have power. 那些锁住在无底坑的一些恶鬼，在大灾难的时候就会放出来是攻击人。 And so these are demon spirits that were locked up in the bottomless pit during the great tribulation period that would be let loose to have an impact on human beings. 你看第五节第六节， look at verse 5 and 6。但不许蝗虫害死他们，只叫他们受痛苦五个月，这痛苦就像蝎子针人的痛苦一样。 And they were given authority to kill them. They were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of scorpions when it strikes a man. 在那些日子，人要求死，却不能不得死，愿意死，却死却远避他们。For the, in those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到在这里，这些恶魔出来的时候，攻击人多可怕。
And so you see these demon spirits coming out of the bottomless pit and tormenting people in such a terrible thing.
唔怪之神要捆住呢啲嘅恶魔，唔俾佢攻击你，唔俾佢骚扰你。
No wonder God had to lock them up so that they could not come and attack you and harm you.
因为神系爱你，佢要唔宽容呢啲犯罪嘅天使。
Because God loves you so much, He did not spare these fallen angels.
他是捆绑他为了保护你。
And he locked them up so he could protect you.
那我记得我初信主的时候，我以前是吸毒的，是很败坏的人生。
I used to be a drug addict, and I remember when I first became a Christian,
我们是试试去到一些跟吸毒者一起传福音。
We would always be ministering to other drug addicts.
那我们是全部都是有吸毒的背景，是 改生过、
And we're all ex-drug addicts, and we're changed, and we're working together and serving God.
是我们当中有个女仔，她逃家出走，她很复杂的背景。
And there's a young lady that came into our midst, and she was a runaway from home, and she was from a very broken family, very messed up family.
她有吸毒，又玩巫术，又玩通灵术。
She was a drug addict. She was into witchcraft. She was into sorcery. She was into all sorts of crazy things.
咁佢话嚟，我哋同佢传福音。She came to us, and we shared the gospel with her. 佢话我要信耶稣，
and she said, I want to become a Christian.
所以我哋同佢祈祷。带领她信耶稣。 And so we prayed with her to become a Christian. 一开始祈祷，她的声音变成男仔声音。
And as soon as we started praying with her, her voice turned into a man's voice.
跟着她变成很大力，四个男仔都按住她。
And then she became so strong that four strong guys couldn't even hold her down.
她被鬼附身。 She was demon possessed.
我哋奉耶稣嘅名捆绑魔鬼，叱咤魔鬼。And so we rebuked the demon in the name of Jesus and commanded him to come out。当呢个女仔就自己用自己嘅口话呼求耶稣，话耶稣求你拯救我，耶稣就释放佢。And when she called out to him in the name of Jesus, said, "Lord Jesus Christ, save me, set me free," she was set free。我哋睇到佢真系被释放改变。And we saw that she was completely set free and changed。我记得初初喺澳门我哋开福音戒毒工作嘅时候 ，I remember when we first started the Christian drug rehab here in Macau。我哋有一个聚会，系啲吸毒者就会嚟到我哋日日系一个星期两晚就喺这一间教会同佢祈祷。And twice a week we borrowed a church and all the drug addicts would come and we'd pray for them。喺我哋聚会当中，我哋唱歌诗歌嘅祈祷。And as we were singing songs and praying in our meeting， 有一晚咧有一个吸毒者就坐张凳。双手系扶住个脚凳 ，and one of the drug addicts was holding onto his chair, sitting in the chair。跟住忽然间张凳系开始离开地三寸，抛高抛低，抛高抛低，佢坐喺度咁样。你试下坐呢张凳，试下你可唔可以咁样？唔得嘅，冇可能嘅。You can try and do that on your chair to lift yourself up while your feet are on the chair to raise yourself up, all four legs up and down, up and down。佢被鬼附身，因为佢玩神打又玩气功。He was demon possessed because he was playing the demon, you know, I don't know what you call it in Chinese, in English, 神打。You cut yourself with knives and you don't burn. Or 气功, you know, the Chinese 气功。And he was demon possessed。 我们奉耶稣的名捆绑魔鬼，魔鬼就赶走离开他，得释放。 And as we prayed and rebuked the demons were gone and he was set free in the name of Jesus。 我们现在今时今日因为耶稣的能力，我们可以胜过魔鬼。 And today because we're of Jesus Christ, the power of Jesus Christ, we can overcome demons。我们不需要怕恶魔。 We don't have to be afraid of these demon spirits。你唔需要惊任何邪灵 ，You don't have to be afraid of any demon spirit， 因为耶稣系释放我哋 ，because Jesus has set us free。所以感谢主，神冇宽容犯罪嘅天使，反而捆绑佢。直到今时今日，我哋奉耶稣嘅名都可以捆绑佢。And so praise God, God did not spare the demon spirits, but He locked them up, those that were so powerful, and He's not going to spare them for you. He gives you authority over them， 因为神爱你。It's because God loves you. 神爱你到底。He loves you to the uttermost. 我们看彼得后书第二章第五节。Look at 2 Peter 2 verse 5. 是第二个例子。It's the second illustration on how much God loves you. 是神爱你第二个例子。神也没有宽容上古的世代，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了全义道的挪亚一家八口。And he and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood of the world on the world of the ungodly. 这个第二个例子是挪亚的例子。The second example is the example of Noah. 神是为了拯救义人挪亚一家。就是毁灭全世界。Because God wanted to save the righteous Noah and his family, he wiped out the whole world. 神为了保护、保存他创造的人类，就是做这个神迹。And God, to protect and preserve the people that he created, he did this. 这个是一个非常大的惩罚。This is a huge judgment that God brought. 因为人的罪去到一个极端的位置。Because man's sin had gone to a very extreme limit. 人犯罪是过了界线。And they crossed the line so far that they couldn't come back. 是没办法翻转头。And there's no way to come back. 我们不知道当时挪亚时代的人犯罪是去到什么程度。We don't know today what extent their sin was back then.有时我会想，现在今时今日，我们有没有到他当时那么严重？ Sometimes I will ask myself, are we today to the extent that they were back then? 我觉得未到，但是很接近。I think we're not there yet, but we're very close. 当时的人 是终日只是想到犯罪。
And at that time, the Bible said, we just read it, that they were only thinking all the days of their life about sinning.
你想想，当时洪水之前人的长命都900岁。
Just think about it, they could live to be 900 years before the flood.
你一个恶人一路生活900年，一路越来越恶，越来越恶。
Just think about it, if you're 900 years old and all you're doing is thinking about sin all your days, and you, for 900 years you're just sinning worse and worse and more and more.
不怪之神要惩罚啦。你看创世纪第六章第六节至到第八节。
Look at Genesis chapter 6, verse 6 to 8.
我们刚才在创世纪第六章，我们看回第六节到第八节。
We're just in Genesis, and now we'll go on to 6 and 8.
耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
And the Lord was sorry that he made man on earth, and he was grieved in his heart.
耶和华说，我要将所造的人和走兽并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟都从地上取灭，因为我造他们后悔了。
So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them.
唯有耶和华在耶和华眼前蒙恩 ，But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord。弟兄姊妹，你知唔知挪亚喺神嘅眼中系蒙恩，因为佢系义人。
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord because he was a righteous man.
其实神是不需要拯救挪亚。
You know, God did not have to save Noah.
神是绝对公义，可以毁灭人，是当时玩完是没有停止的，是这样先。
You know, God could have wiped out Noah. He could have wiped out everything. He could have said, that's the end, I'm finished. Everything's finished, just wipe it out, finish it, it's done.
神是没需要去拯救，神是没需要去预备方舟。
God didn't have to save, he didn't have to provide an ark.
但是因为神爱你，因为神关心你，神是想将他的爱传给你，神是拯救挪亚一家。
But because God loves you, because God cares for you, God saved Noah's family.
因为如果没有挪亚，不会有你今天。
Because if there is no Noah, there would be no you today.
神因为要继续将他的慈爱赐给他所创造的人，就拯救挪亚。
Because God wanted to continue to show his love to the people that he created, so he preserved Noah so he could show you his love.
神不宽容古代的时代为了将他的爱赐给我们的。
God did not spare the ancient world so that he could show us his love.
你看神多爱你。Can you see how much God truly loves you? 神为保护挪亚，保全人类，这个是神的爱，神的拯救。
Because in God preserving Noah, he preserved mankind. And by preserving mankind, he gave us hope and salvation.
那挪亚用了100年来做方舟。
It took Noah 100 years to build the ark.
在那100年期间，挪亚一直一直传福音，叫人家悔改，想方舟和他一起。
And in the 100 years that he was building the ark, he was preaching the gospel and sharing the love of Christ and saying, come and repent and get on the ark with me.
神是开放让所有人想这个方舟。
And God was open for all the people to get on the ark.
但有没有想方舟？
But did anybody make the choice?
No. 他选择当挪亚痴线，说他傻仔，不听话。
They thought Noah was crazy. They said he's insane. You know, we're not going to listen to this guy.
神给机会他100年，但他不接受。
God gave them 100 years to repent, but they didn't listen.
我们看第三个例子。Let's look at the third example.彼得后书二章六节同埋七节
，In 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 6 and 7，
又判定所多玛、摩拉将二城倾覆、焚烧成灰，作为后代不敬虔人的尴尬。
And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly.
只搭救了 那常为恶人任行忧伤的义人罗德
and delivered righteous Lot, who is oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked.
弟兄姊妹，第三个例子看到神不宽容两个城市为了拯救罗德。
The third example, we see that God did not spare these two cities so he could save Lot.
那索多玛是受神审判，它是一个邪恶的城市。
Sodom and Gomorrah, they were evil cities.
下个星期我会看到它怎样邪恶，因为在第十节到尾，彼得的解释恶人的行为是怎样。
And because next week we'll be looking at verse 10 to the end, and there it explains how evil the evil man can actually be, their attitude, their actions.
但是我们看得到呢，他的恶行是去到一个极端的地步，神要惩罚他。
But we can see that they were so evil that God had to judge them.But I want you to notice the heart of Lot.
Lot 在这索多玛当中见到他行犯罪的行为，使罗德忧伤。
But Lot, when he was living in Sodom and he saw all the evil actions of the Sodomites, it caused him to grieve in his spirit.
他为他的罪难过
and he was sad in his heart because of all the sin.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有见到你身边的人犯罪，有没有难过，有没有忧伤？
When you see people around you sinning, does that make you grieve? Does that make you sad?
我上个星期呢，啱过去一个星期在 Facebook 里面见到我美国的亲戚登上的东西在 Facebook， 我好难过。
This last week, I saw some of my nieces and nephews in the United States put things on Facebook that caused me to grieve in my heart.
我觉得好离谱，我就好惭愧。
I thought it was ridiculous, and it makes me very ashamed.
我一个的侄女咧，佢公开写喺 Facebook， 佢话琴日我试过吸食冰毒啊。
And one of my nieces on said, "Oh, yesterday I tried crack cocaine for the first time."
跟住个都喺度赞佢，哇，好嘢，留翻啲俾我。And then everybody started praising. Oh yeah, great. Come on, give me some. 另一个侄女，佢喺 Facebook 写住，我喜欢睇咸湿嘢。
And another one of my nieces put on Facebook, I loved looking at pornography. I love porn.
第三个侄女同一日抌上喺 Facebook 写住，我想做转性手术。
Another of my nieces on the same day put on Facebook, I want a gender change.
跟着我一个侄仔，我好惊讶，他写在 Facebook 同一日，他说，如果我前妻做妓女，可以赚多少钱呢？
And then one of my nephews put on Facebook, he said, if my ex-wife was a prostitute, wonder how much money she could make.
我就真的很惊讶，大坏到咁，社会变成咁样。I'm so shocked. How could we come to such a state? 我同我三个家姐，我哋以前大坏吸毒，我哋好衰，我承认。
Me and my three sisters, we're messed up. We're on drugs. We're totally wiped out.
感谢主神系拯救我。
I praise God that God saved me.
我哋有责任将咁样嘅历史、咁样嘅文化俾我哋下一代。
And we bear the guilt. I mean, we've given this culture to our children.
但系佢将白变黑，黑变白。
But they've taken righteousness and made it unrighteous, and unrighteousness has become righteous.
你见到你身边嘅人犯罪，会唔会好惊讶？会唔会好担忧
？When you see people around you sinning, does it make you unhappy? Does it make you sad?
罗亚就一个义人喺所多玛，佢睇到佢嘅罪就心里忧伤。
Lot was living in Sodom, and when he saw them sinning, he was saddened, burdened in his heart.
澳门系一个罪恶城市。 Macau is a sin city. 澳門是包二奶貪污嫖妓賭錢一個地方。 And Macau is a place of prostitution, corruption, gambling. And 我們身邊的人是靠這些衛生。 Everyone around us is doing this just for living. 我不知道澳門去到索多瑪的程度沒有。I don't know if Macau is to the extent of Sodom and Gomorrah yet. 但你身为一个基督徒，你喺度生活，你有咩感受？ But being a Christian living in this sin city, what is your feeling? 好多时我哋睇圣经，我哋睇罗德，觉得佢系衰仔。And so often when we look at the Bible, we look at Lot, and we look at him and oh, this is he's messed up. 因为佢同亚伯拉罕分手。他选择移居去到索多玛 because when he separated from Abraham, he chose to pitch his tent towards Sodom. 跟住我哋一步一步见到他越来越接近索多玛 And then in the Bible, we see him getting closer and closer to the gates of Sodom. 最后我哋见到他在索多玛做官，坐门口。And then at the end, we see Lot in Sodom sitting at the gates as a judge.但是这个经文告诉你罗德虽然他住在索多玛他心里面忧伤他不认同他的罪行 But we see even though Lot was living in the sin city of Sodom He was not happy, he did not enjoy, he did not like their sin He was sad because of it 澳门是一样澳门是高消费的色情场所娱乐公司Macau is a high-end prostitution ring. 澳門咩嫖賭、淫蕩、吹乜都齊嘅，係咪 ？Macau, we've got prostitution, gambling, we've got alcohol and drugs. It's all here. 而家世界各地啲人專程嚟到澳門，係高消費嘅玩，係玩嗰啲黑暗嘅嘢。Now the whole world is coming to Macau to enjoy and party and to celebrate and have fun in all the evil activities of Macau. 澳門成為世界的索多瑪。Macau is becoming the world Sodom. 你知不知道是事實的。但你在這裡生活會不會令到你身為基督徒難過 But as a Christian living here, does it make you unhappy?你睇到彼得后书第二章第八节 ，Look at verse 8, chapter 2, verse 8 of 2 Peter。因为那二人住在他们中间，看见、听见他们不法的事，他的疑心就天天伤痛。For the righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds.我觉得罗德比我们更加公义。I think Lot was more righteous than we are. 他天天都是觉得受不起这个压力，但我们觉得无所谓，惯了。Lot was daily tormented, and yet we live in a sin city, and we just take it for granted. We say, that's what I was like, no big thing. Lot is more righteous than we are. 罗德比我们更加公义。犹大书和彼得后书一样讲，神惩罚索多玛是做佢嘅尴，做我哋后人嘅尴尬。In the book of Jude, verse 7, as in 2 Peter, it both tells us that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah to be an example for us. 神是要毁灭索多玛，俾我哋后人睇得到罪恶去到咁嘅境界，系可怕，系得人惊。God wanted us to know that when sin gets to that level, it's dangerous, it's horrible. 神是特登是毁灭他给我们知道不要过那条界线。God wiped them out so that we would know not to cross the line. 神是不宽容索多玛两城为了给我们一个境界。God did not spare Sodom and Gomorrah enabled to give us a warning.因为神爱你不要你行到索多玛那个程度就是毁灭了索多玛 Because God loves you He doesn't want you to go to the extent that Sodom and Gomorrah went to So He wiped them out as an example 呢个系神嘅恩典，神嘅怜悯。That's the love and grace of God。神系唔宽容天使，犯罪嘅天使。神唔宽容古代社会，神唔宽容两性。God did not spare the fallen angels. God did not spare the ancient world, and God did not spare Sodom and Gomorrah. 因为佢爱你，关心你。第九节系俾我哋嘅中心。第九节是个重点，你看第九节。But look at verse 9, that is the main point of all this. And 主知道搭救敬虔的人脱离试探，把不义的人留在刑罚之下，等到审判的日子。Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment.这个经文是个答案，是个中心。This is the main focus in the center of this whole passage. 神认识怎样搭救我们在试探的里面。God knows how to deliver us out of temptation. 神是拯救罗德，神是拯救罗亚。God saved Noah, he saved Lot. God knows how to save you. 神知道怎样拯救你。可能我们是危险的情况，可能我们周围凶恶的情况。 Maybe you're in a dangerous situation. Maybe around you is evil. 神知道怎样搭救拯救。 God knows how to save and deliver and rescue. 因为神爱你， Because God loves you. 因为神爱你，祂将祂的独生儿子耶稣来到世界为你而死。Because God loves you, He sent His Son to this earth to save you and to save you from your sins. 神是不宽容堕落的天使，祂不宽容古代社会，祂不宽容两性，祂也不宽容祂的独生儿子。You know, God did not spare the fallen angels. God did not spare the ancient world. God did not spare Sodom and Gomorrah. And you know who else God didn't spare?He did not spare his son. 神冇宽容耶稣，反而将佢独生儿子耶稣赐俾我哋，为我哋死喺十字架。God did not spare his own son, and instead he gave his son to die on the cross for you. 神审判自己嘅儿子耶稣基督喺十字架上。God judged his own son on the cross because of your sins.耶稣代替你而死，接受你的惩罚。Jesus died in your place. He took upon him your sin, your judgment. 耶稣是我们的代罪羔羊。Jesus was the scapegoat, the sacrificial lamb for us. 你看哥林多后书第五章十九节。Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19.哥林多后书第五章十九节 ，Chapter 5 verse 19，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付我了我们。God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. 21节，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他们里面成为神的义。For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us.That we might become the righteousness of God in Him.
弟兄姊妹，神不宽容祂自己的儿子，让耶稣为你死在十字架上，代替你而死。 God did not spare His own Son. He let Jesus be crucified on the cross in your place, substituted for you.耶稣是没有犯过罪，耶稣是公义，祂不需要死。 Jesus never committed any sin. Jesus is righteous. He didn't have to die. 但耶稣甘心乐意为你死，代替你。 But he died in your place for you. 神没有宽容耶稣，反而是宽容你。 God did not spare his own son, but he spared you.
因为耶稣代替我们，他为我们接受我们的惩罚，担当我们的罪。 Jesus took on himself our sins, he became sin for us. God judged our sins in Jesus Christ.
耶稣的宝血可以洗干净我们一切的罪，耶稣用他的宝血买赎我们，他的宝血是我们的赎罪金。
The blood of Jesus can cleanse us from all sin, and the blood of Jesus was the ransom price that he paid for us.
你看彼得前书三章十八节，
Look at 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
三章十八节彼得前书，因基督也曾一次为罪人受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前，按着肉体说他被治死，按着灵性说他复活了。
For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit.
神为了拯救你，拯救你，他牺牲自己的独生儿子。
In order to save you, God gave up his only son.
你看到神爱你多少？ Look at how much God loves you. 他不宽容堕落的天使，他不宽容古代社会，他不宽容两城，又不宽容他的儿子。
He didn't spare the fallen angels, he didn't spare the ancient world, he didn't spare the two cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he didn't spare his only son.
全部因为他爱你，要你认识他，
all because he loves you and he wants you to know him.
他用自己的血买赎你。He used his own blood to be a ransom for your sins. 耶稣担当你和我的罪。
Jesus took the sins, your sins and my sins on him.
我觉得耶稣最痛苦死在十字架，虽然有钉在他手，在他脚，有鞭伤在他背脊。
I think the most painful thing that Jesus experienced, even though he had nail prints in his hands, he had nails in his feet, his back was whipped with a cat of nine tails,
他有荆棘冠冕在头上，
he had the crown of thorns on his head.
我觉得耶稣在十字架上最痛苦是什么？
I think the most painful thing that Jesus experienced on the cross
是当人类所有人类的罪放在他身上。
Is when all of mankind's sin was put on Jesus Christ.
他将所有的罪担在自己身上，为我们做赎罪祭。
And he took on all of our sin and all of our punishment on himself, and he became our sacrifice.
在那一刻里面，耶稣就呼喊了，我的神，我的神，为什么你弃我？
And at that moment, as sin was upon Jesus, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
因为他是义变成不义，
because he was righteous, he became unrighteous for you.
因为他爱你到咁，耶稣可以搭救我们在试探的里面。
And Jesus can save us, rescue us, deliver us when we're in temptation.
我有几节经文就完。
There's just a few verses I want to share with you, and then we're going to finish.
希伯来书第二章十八节，
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 18.
他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted.
耶稣能够搭救你，他了解你的情况，他知道你的需要。
God can rescue you, he can deliver you, he understands what you're going through.
他爱你， he loves you so much. 没有一个问题太大，耶稣不可以宽恕。
耶稣已经为你付上罪债。
There's no problem so big that God cannot solve it. He's already given up everything for you and shed his blood for you.
希伯来书七章廿五节
Look at Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25.
凡靠他的进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Therefore he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to him, come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
神可以拯救到底，
God can save to the uttermost.
我记得我们以前在美国未来澳门之前呢，时时去红灯区传福音。
Before I came to Macau, you know, many years ago, and back in the United States, I used to always go passing out tracts and witnessing in the red light districts.
咁我哋系以前系吸毒者，我哋咩光景系拯救出嚟就去翻自己嘅人去传福音。
As an ex-drug addict, you know, and being messed up, we'd always go back to people like us to reach out to them and share the love of God.
我记得有一个黑人喺呢个红灯区，我哋同佢传福音。
I remember this African American, and we were sharing the gospel with him.
佢就同我哋讲话：，你哋唔好搞咁多嘢，我呢度有刀啊！你乱嚟，我就杀你。
And he said to us, you know, hey, you guys watch yourselves because don't get crazy because I got a knife right here and if you make any mistake, I'm going to kill you right now.
咁我哋跟住佢讲，我喺越南杀过好多人，我喺越南翻嚟打完仗翻嚟，我喺美国都杀过人。
And he said, I've killed people in Vietnam. I've come back from Vietnam and I've killed people here in the United States.
如果你是亂來我就殺你的。
And he said, and if you get out of hand, I'll kill you.
我跟我朋友，我開始跟他傳福音，說放鬆放鬆，耶穌愛你。
My friend and I just started, settle down, it's cool man, it's alright, you know, Jesus loves you, yeah, Jesus loves you.
我跟他說耶穌愛你，耶穌為你死。
We shared with him that Jesus loves him, Jesus died for him.
如果你愿意接受耶稣的爱，耶稣会宽恕你。
If you're willing to receive the love of Christ, God will forgive you of your sins.
他跟我说，我杀过人，我冷血杀手，我杀过人，神会宽恕我。
And he said to me, I've killed people in cold blood, God can forgive me.
哇，你愿意耶稣宽恕你，耶稣会宽恕你。他开始流眼泪。He started crying like a baby.
If you want Jesus to forgive you, He can forgive you.
哇！你而家愿意请耶稣入你心，赦免你嘅罪，宽恕你。
So are you willing right now to ask Jesus into your heart to become your Lord and Savior to forgive your sins?
佢话我愿意。He said yes. 我哋同佢一齐祈祷，佢啲眼泪系咁飙出嚟。
And we prayed with him, and his tears just came and came and came.
祈完祷之后，抹干嘅眼泪，佢话好舒服，好平安。我觉得神攞走我内疚感。
And after we prayed, he looked like a new man. He was radiant and he wiped his tears and he said, I feel set free. I feel like a new creature. My guilt is gone.
耶稣能够拯救，拯救到底。
Jesus can save to the uttermost.
耶稣识得搭救信佢嘅人。
Jesus knows how to rescue those who trust in him.
耶稣可以宽恕堕胎的罪。
Jesus can forgive the sin of abortion.
耶稣可以宽恕我们曾经犯过的错。
Jesus can forgive all the bad sins that we've committed in the past.
或者我们被人虐待，或者被人性侵犯。
Maybe we've been abused, maybe we've been raped or something.
耶稣是知道他可以搭救，可以拯救。
Jesus knows, he understands, he can save, he can forgive.
主知道搭救敬虔的人脱离试探。
And the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation.
最后一节经文想送给你。
The last verse I want to share with you this morning is in Psalms 34, verse 15 to 17.
是诗篇三十四篇十五节至到十七节。
Psalms 34 verse 15 to 17.
耶和华的眼目看顾义人，他 他的耳朵听他们的呼求。The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. 要话向行恶的人变脸，要从世上除灭他们的名号。And the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. 义人呼求，耶和华听见了，便救他们脱离一切患难。The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles. 今日你需唔需要向耶稣呼求？ Do you need to call out to the Lord today? 你向神呼求，神你听到我哋嘅呼求。If you call out to the Lord, He will hear. 佢有答救、拯救。And he will deliver, he will set free, he will rescue you from your sins. 神冇宽待堕落嘅天使，神冇宽待古代嘅社会，神冇宽待两城嘅所多玛，神亦都冇宽待耶稣。God did not spare the fallen angels, he did not spare the ancient world, and he did not spare Sodom and Gomorrah.But he did not spare Jesus Christ, his only son. 因为他要答救你，因为他爱你。All because he loves you and he wants to save you. 我们一起低头祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，今日你愿意答救我们。我们多谢你，你愿意拯救我们。因为你的宝血，我们可以得到医治，可以得到宽恕赦免。因为你在十字架上代替我们而死，只要我们愿意相信接受你做我们教主。主，我们现在在这里的时候，我们恳求你的灵降临在我们当中，恳求主耶稣向我们每一个人讲说话。主，我们是犯过罪，主要我们是住在罪人的当中，但是我们靠耶稣，你今天施行拯救，我们向你呼求主，我们需要你的医治，我们需要你的拯救，我们需要你的同在。靠主耶稣答救我们，拯救我们，让我们经历到耶稣你的救恩之乐。如果你今日唔知你嘅困难系乜嘢，我哋麦饼纪念主之前，你想耶稣喺呢一刻里边去搭救你、帮你，你可以举手话：耶稣，我想你帮我。Is anybody here this morning that wants God's help right now at this moment?I don't know your situation. Before we take communion, you can raise your hand and say, Lord, help me. I call out to you right now. 你向耶稣呼求，神也听到你的呼求，可以举手表示见到，可以放低，见到可以放低，见到可以放低。仲有冇？见到好多人举手，感谢主，见到可以放低，见到感谢主，见到感谢主，见到好多人举手。主耶稣，我们需要你拯救。你看到大家的手里面，主，你知道我们的困难，你知道我们的情况。主，你应许你可以搭救我们脱离试探，你应许帮助我们。主，我们呼求你，靠你来帮我们，医治我们，释放我们，赐力量给我们。将我愿意为每一个人举手的时候祷告，求主将你的恩典赐给他们的，在这一刻里面给他们有信心得到医治，得到拯救，得到释放，得到信心向前行。多谢主耶稣听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求。